listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined by Fred Flights, our duty expert on matters of intelligence, a career professional in the field with 20 years experience at the Central Intelligence Agency, and also as the chief of staff to Ambassador John Bolton at the Department of State, and as a professional staff member on the House Intelligence Committee. Fred Flights, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us, though there's not much in the world of intelligence at the moment that seems terribly promising, is there?
I'm afraid that's the case, Frank. It's great to be here.
Let's start with what seems to be really a lack of intelligence as much as anything, and that is the characterization by the Obama administration of what we're up against as countering violent extremism. I just had the conversation with Bill Roggio in the previous segment. It was pretty clear he doesn't buy it. What's wrong with this picture as you see it?
Well, it's really stunning, Frank, that just after the French president said that France is at war with radical Islam and jihadism, the White House says they're going to have a summit on countering violent extremism, and their spokesmen are going through these verbal gymnastics to use the terms radical Islam or radical Islamist, or to use Islam in any way associated with terrorism or the attacks in Paris. I mean, this isn't just stupid, it's dangerous. We don't have a strategy to deal with a dangerous philosophy that is at war with Western civilization. That philosophy is called Sharia. It's being promoted by radical Islamists. If we won't admit what the threat is, we can't defeat that threat.
I couldn't agree with you more, Fred Flights, needless to say. And yet, what we are being treated to, I guess is the right word for it, subjected to, better yet, is this incessant insistence on the part of the Obama administration that this all has nothing to do with Islam, that this has nothing to do with jihad, that this has nothing to do with Sharia. And the persistence of this, as we will be discussing in a moment, is having a palpable effect on not just our situational awareness, but the policies of the government of the United States and therefore the security of its people. We're visiting with Fred Flights, and I want to get at this idea, Fred, that there's some kind of mafia war going on here, that that's what's operating. We just have different groups struggling for sort of preeminence within this radical extremist community. What do you make of that?
Well, the story became a little complicated this week because Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the Al-Qaeda franchise in Yemen, said it was responsible for the attacks in Paris, and they funded it, ordered it, and organized it. Yet there's other information that the Paris attackers were linked to the Islamic State, and this led people to think that either there's confusing information or these organizations are at war with each other. The fact is they're cooperating on a common goal, to fight for Sharia and to impose it on the West. They have their differences. We know that. We know that from the internal communications. We know that from statements they've made. But we're really at war with a philosophy, not individuals, not specific groups. We're at war with a philosophy that wants to destroy Western civilization.
But the point is, Fred, that whatever is happening in terms of their differences, whether it's the sectarian split between Shiites and Sunnis, or whether it's, you know, one don or another, if you will, to use that mafia term, jockeying for territory, the outcome is the same. They are working towards a common purpose, and they are killing us in the process, and aspire to do even more of it and worse over time. So you have this summit the president has announced he's going to hold on the 18th of February in Washington. And I can't imagine much useful product coming out of it between the benightedness of the characterization of the task, the purpose of the whole exercise, and the certainty that whom he will invite will include probably the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and various Muslim Brotherhood entities and the countries that are enabling these guys. Do you see it otherwise?
I think that's exactly right. And I think when our European friends come, and they're pretty mad at the president for not coming to this summit and in this rally in Paris to send any representatives, I think they're coming thinking, what is the purpose of this summit? And I imagine that many of them will take the president aside privately and say, Mr. President, get with the program. It is not combating violent extremism. It's combating radical Islam. You have to admit that, or we can't deal with this threat.
As you see it, there is obviously a serious shortcoming in terms of both our understanding of the nature of the enemy, Fred Flights, and the need for a different approach to trying to counteract it, a strategy, I think is the term you used. I'm very pleased that you are among the co-authors of an effort that is going to be unveiled at the National Press Club tomorrow at noon. We will be live streaming it, so if people are interested in catching it, we will get you the information about that. But the very important purpose of this Tiger Team effort, as we call it, that you participated in, Fred, has been to advance this alternative strategy. Talk a little bit about what is going to be put forward and why this is the moment for it.
President Reagan knew there was a dire threat to the United States and Western civilization from Soviet communism and put forward a strategy that was designed to defeat that threat. We need a strategy like that now, and that's what this Tiger Team is promoting. It is an overall U.S. government strategy that defines a threat and comes up with specific steps to take to defeat it.
The thing that I'm particularly proud of about this Tiger Team effort, this Secure Freedom strategy, as we're calling it, is that it really is quite comprehensive, and it applies as the Reagan National Security Decision Directive 75 did, Fred, as you remember from the old days, having worked for Bill Casey at the Central Intelligence Agency at the time, is the recognition that when you're countering an ideology like this or Soviet communism before it, you really do have to bring all instruments of national power to bear. It talked particularly about kind of the role that a revitalized intelligence community would play in such a secure freedom strategy, Fred Flights.
Well, that's the section of the strategy that I worked on, and we have to get our intelligence community to acknowledge the threat. It has been beaten down by this administration to such an extent that they won't even use the word homegrown terrorists. They refer to this as homegrown radical extremists. If our intelligence analysts are pulling their punches, they've also been pulling their punches on the threat from the Muslim Brotherhood, I might add. They're not going to be able to help the president put together strategies to defeat this threat. We need new leadership in the intelligence community. We need new centers and special officials named to fight this threat so the intelligence community can do its job in protecting our country.
One of the things that several of the people involved in this Tiger Team can attest to, Fred, and you may have some experience of this as well, is the length the administration has gone to essentially make it a career-ending offense for those in the intelligence community or the military or other, you know, law enforcement or homeland security personnel to even know what we're talking about here with respect to the centrality of Sharia and the jihad that it impels. As a career professional, now with the Center for Security Policy, I'm very pleased to say as a senior fellow, but drawing on all of those years, how can they possibly do their job under these kinds of circumstances if the job is supposed to be telling the truth?
It's supposed to be telling the truth. There have been too many examples in the past where intelligence analysts write what the policymaker wants to hear. We saw this in the Clinton administration, and we're seeing it now. It doesn't seem to happen in the Republican administrations. And I fear this is not going to be fixed in this administration, but it means that the next administration, which I hope will have someone else in the White House amenable to these problems, will have a major shakeup of the intelligence bureaucracy to name officials who will make sure that analysts call them like they see them and, you know, fight for national security and take political considerations out of their analysis.
Amen to that. It is central to the Secure Freedom strategy we will be unveiling at the National Press Club tomorrow. Fred Flights, we look forward to having you with us on that occasion, and thank you so much for the contributions you've made to it, as to so many other aspects of our national security. We look forward to talking with you again there and again next week. Next up, we will be speaking with Reza Khalili, one of the most courageous men in America, who's monitoring what's happening with the Iranian nuclear program. You don't want to miss this. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.